One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Before we get started today, we would like to thank each and every one of you for listening and helping us make our dreams come true. It's cliche, but it's absolutely true. Without listeners, we have nothing except me and Matt arguing between the two of us about what really actually happened.
And I don't mind doing that at all, but it's a lot nicer when people are listening.
So thank you for joining us today. Enjoy the story. The first case we present to you is arguably America's oldest mystery, and yet has never been solved. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the mystery of the lost colony of Roanoke. Throughout human history, there have been stories. Stories that chill us to the bone, leaving us questioning the world around us and remind us that truth is often stranger than fiction. These tales echo through time, whispers of unexplained disappearances, restless spirits, and crimes so baffling they defy logic. Tonight, we peel back the layers of reality to uncover the darkness lurking just beneath the surface. Was it fate, chance, or something far more sinister? Journey with us as we delve into the mysterious, the supernatural, and the true crimes that have haunted our collective consciousness. This is All Things Mysterious, where the shadows hold secrets, and every story is a puzzle waiting to be solved. August of 1587, roughly 115 settlers arrived on the coast of what is now North Carolina to colonize the New World. Their intention was to be the first permanent post in the newly discovered lands, so they began to build and farm. Carpenters and blacksmiths set up their workspaces, while farmers began to work the soil and discover what would grow. But soon, supplies started running low. John White, the town leader, was sent with a small crew back to England on a supply run. He said his goodbyes to his wife and infant granddaughter, expecting to be back in a few months. But Don White would never see his family again. Once John got back to England, a war broke out between Spain and England, and the Queen demanded all available ships confront Spain in the war, including John's. This extended his trip for 3 long years. When he eventually was able to return to Roanoke, he docked the ship, but found nothing. Nearly all traces of colonization had been completely erased. Buildings had been taken down. Everybody moved out, and no sign at all of any settlers. Just one single word carved into a fence post. Croatoan. Now here is where we begin getting into the theories of where all of these people, including John White's family, completely disappeared to. The first theory is that they sought shelter with the Croatoan tribe. Since there was no sign of any battle taking place, many people believe that they merged with the Croatoan tribe on Croatoan Island, now Hatteras Island, and learned their way of living to stay alive. This would explain why they carved Croatoan into the fence post. But no proof was ever found of them living there. And when John went to try and look, the weather was too bad for them to cross, and they were never actually found.
That definitely is the most logical theory that there is.
I would agree that it's the most logical theory. My only problem with it is that there's no literal proof of anything.
True, but I mean, what kind of proof would you expect from something like that?
I mean, something. They had belongings with them. They took all the buildings down. So where did their belongings go?
Maybe they needed firewood for the long journey.
I mean, they would have kept something. Some sort of sentimental value, trinkets or something, you would think. I mean, not everything can be burned.
And we know that, you know, from history that, in all honesty, the men were probably murdered. Then the women and children were probably integrated into the tribe.
Well, and you never know. They could have been kept as, I don't know, this is going to sound horrible, but workers or slaves. But even then, like, you would think that some sort of, I don't know, DNA or proof of some sort would be found. I even tried to look that up. And while at one point they could find that there was some sort of ancestral DNA from that area, they couldn't trace it back that far. So it just doesn't make sense. I mean, don't get me wrong. The fence post said Croatoan. So obviously, I think at one point maybe they were planning on going there. But at the same time, I also think they only had one ship. So how did they go?
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, if they had Croatoan carved into a fence post, that's not something you can do quickly. It's not something you would do if you were being attacked. So if they carved that in there, one, it was maybe carved in there to kind of throw, you know, anybody that would look for them off.
That is a very good point that I did not think about. I like it. Kind of a red herring, if you will.
But this one definitely is the best theory so far. Obviously, it's the first one, but continue.
The second theory is that they were murdered by the local tribes, possibly the Croatoans themselves or Chief Powhatan. Personally, I think this one is less likely, but it is still a valid theory if they moved first, at least in my opinion. There are stories supposedly passed down of how the killing of the entire colony happened and was passed down from generation to generation, and supposedly they still have trinkets from the colonials, but none of it can be validated or proven.
This is basically just the first theory, the more dark, really. And like I said, I think it is valid that they most likely at least killed some of the colonists if they were involved, and most likely the men. But I'm with you in a way. I don't think that they would have done it without any kind of evidence of, you know, that they did it. So to me, these two are probably the best theories. But we'll see what else you have.
I agree. My biggest problem with this one is that supposedly if these people have these trinkets or whatever that have been passed down, right, generation to generation, what problem do they have of having that, you know, validated or taken to a historian and proven like, okay, cool, look, this is what actually happened. And somebody can finally say, oh my gosh, we really finally know what happened in Roanoke. You would think that somebody would take some amount of, well, maybe not necessarily pride, but it would be nice to have some sort of answer in that. So that makes me wonder if everybody kind of knows that it's like, that's just an old family story. I don't think it's actually real. And it just makes me wonder, you know? So I'm not sure about this one, but I've got some really good ones coming up for you.
I hope so. These two are just blah. I'm just kidding.
Thanks. That's great. Thanks, Matthew. Thank you so much. I've done real good work on this, so we've got more coming up. Hold on.
Let me wake up. Give me a second.
The third theory is that they were murdered again by the Spanish, though. So you remember the Spanish attacked England? Well, this was also happening in the New Land, but there was no sign of any disruption here. So I think they may have dismantled the buildings and tried to leave. Because remember, they were starving, right? We know the Spanish had a post in what is now Florida. And Florida and North Carolina really aren't that far away. And they were in a war. It's not that crazy to think if these people were planning to leave, what if they went south? The Spanish went north, and boom. The colonizers were also completely starving. They were weak. And it's not crazy to think that along the way, they probably lost a lot of numbers. So I think this is a solid theory. It's not my favorite theory, but it's a solid theory.
This theory just doesn't really, I don't like this theory. Basically, because if the Spanish came and killed them all, there would be some kind of evidence. And to me, that's the biggest thing, is that there's never been any kind of evidence that the Spanish even set foot on Roanoke Island.
I mean, I'm right there with you. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, it's not my favorite theory. I will agree with you there. And there's no evidence. There's zero evidence. There's pretty much no evidence of anything because Roanoke completely disappeared. 115 people, except for John White, poofed into thin air. And yep, They're just gone. So all we have is John White and his account of what happened and what he saw when he came back. And now we just have to go through what we have of history. And we know the Spanish Armada was attacking England, and we also know they had a post in Florida, so it makes some sense to think it's a possibility. But I do agree, because there's no proof. And that's a long way to go, even if you've got, you know, horses and everything else. That's a long way. And there, you would think there would be some sort of evidence somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, there would have to be. We can blame a lot of stuff on the Spanish back then, but I don't think we can blame this on them, because, you know, they would almost have to get to him by boat. They would see him coming, you know, down from Florida. They couldn't, like, ride on horseback up there, because unless their horses can walk on water, which would be kind of cool.
Horses can't swim, thank you very much.
Yeah, they can swim, but I don't think they can swim that
far. No, I
don't
think they can.
Now, if they taught their horses to be able to swim that far, then that'd be even more impressive. I just don't think the Spanish had anything to do.
I have to agree with you. It's not my favorite theory, and it's not the most likely theory by any means, but I think that it's something to consider.
I give this theory an F.
Rude. I worked on this. Thank you very much.
Next theory.
Rude.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
These are the supernatural theories that I found specifically for you. Okay, that's a lie. These are actually very valid theories if you're into the supernatural things, which we are. So many people believe that they were completely abducted, poof, by aliens, which if you think about it, wraps it up in a nice little bow. They were there, poof, they are gone. All of the buildings dismantled, everything gone. The only thing it really does not account for is Croatoan carved into the fence post, which, as you said earlier, takes time. And I don't really know why it would be carved in there if the aliens abducted them. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. There's also a theory that they were cursed by witches and turned into trees, which I don't really know exactly how that works. But that's a theory that I read about and I felt was worthy enough, because I read it, amazingly, enough times that it was valid enough to include.
Okay, so first, let's start with the aliens. I really like this theory, and it just makes me wonder, what if they didn't know what aliens were? So instead of saying aliens, they call them Croatoans.
Okay, but that still takes so long to carve it into a fence post.
That fence post thing just doesn't make any sense. Now, what if they, maybe the aliens were smart and they were trying to throw everybody off their trail, so they abducted everybody and then they sent one of the aliens down to carve into the fence posts.
With all their super high-tech technology?
Yeah. Do you know how it was carved?
No, I did not look into how it was carved.
It could have been like a space laser or something.
Pretty sure it was not carved with a space laser. I feel like there would have been something written about if John White saw it and it was carved with like a super crazy laser beam. I feel like it would have been mentioned somehow.
Maybe not.
For sure, but I just feel like it would be. I feel like it would.
And now the witches.
This ought to be good.
Yeah. So we'll get into this, because eventually we'll do one about the Salem witch trials, but witches obviously don't exist, at least not in the aspect that the English thought they did.
Agreed, because paganism is a very valid religion and a real thing, but witches in the aspect of that's how they believed that, you know, basically if you were a woman and you blinked the wrong way, you were a witch.
This theory to me is just stupid, pretty much, because it's just...
I included it just for you.
I don't like witches, because, you know, it brings back too many memories of the Salem witch trials and hearing about it, and, you know, it's too easy.
I purposely included those, not only because at least aliens seemed valid, but that was just for Matt to have his moment.
Aliens, A+. Witches, F-. Or Z-, I don't know, whatever's worse than F. instead of 0%, you get a negative 5,000.
Theory number 5. I actually like this one a fair bit. Still not my favorite one. That's the last one. Not going to lie to you. But theory number 5. They tried to sail back to England on their own for supplies because they were basically dying. So the journey over an ocean obviously is not easy. Even now in 2023 with modern technology, it's not the greatest. But back then, when you are out of food, you're out of supplies, you're out of everything. You don't have a navigation system aside from the stars and the worst map ever. Who knows? Did they get hit with a storm? Did they try and build a boat? Did they have a boat? We only think they had one. So what really happened? It's possible. Don't get me wrong. So what do you think?
I think the witches are looking really good right about now.
Witches are better? Don't even.
I mean, were there any boat makers with them?
I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't find an actual list of people.
Okay, because unless there's boat makers with them, I don't think...
Well, they have carpenters.
Oh, yeah.
Blacksmiths. I'm sure they have people of all sorts of trades.
I could probably build a table. It doesn't mean I could build a boat.
Listen, back then, people were very hands-on. They could build almost anything by hand because that was their only way of doing things.
I don't like this theory just because, I mean, it would take them a long time to build a boat.
They had 3 years.
Yeah, but if you're going to put all that extra work into building a boat.
Yeah, but they were dying.
Oh, well, I know, but doing all that extra work would just expedite the process.
Yeah, but when you're dying, like, you're dying. You gotta, I don't know, maybe they don't know what's going on in there, and they're going the other way where they know where to go.
You could build a canoe and go across to the big island and, you know, find food, find all kinds of stuff.
Maybe that was their original plan, and they went the wrong way.
Why would they build a big boat?
I don't know. I thought it was an okay idea, though, because, like, maybe they just wanted to go back. Maybe they just got tired. They thought, nobody's coming back for us. Maybe the Crotons attacked and they fled. I have no idea. Like, maybe that's part of it. Maybe there's more to this specific theory. Maybe a bunch of these compounded into one and they didn't feel safe going to the actual, like, inland itself.
Maybe the aliens came and built them a boat.
I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. Maybe the witches did. Maybe the witches were like, boom, there's a boat. Maybe they turned them into a boat with the trees that they made them into. Like half and half, I don't know.
It's just like, you know, if I was left somewhere far away from my house, I would not be building a car, especially if I was hungry. I'm going to the nearest McDonald's or, you know, wherever, get some food.
They don't have a McDonald's back then in Roanoke.
I don't know. In all honesty, they probably could have had a Starbucks because those things are all over the place. So you could at least get some coffee and some pastries.
But I don't know. I thought it was a decent enough idea. I mean, they very well could have tried to go inland, and there's many possibilities of them going inland, but this one was different because they tried to go a different direction. And there's so many things that could happen over an open ocean. Then there's always just other weather possibilities anyway. There's so many things that could happen on an island, hurricanes and everything. There's weather possibilities, anywho, that could have just taken so many of them out.
Maybe a hurricane came and brought them to Oz.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe they were turned into the little monkey things in Oz.
The world we never know.
So I'll revise my grading system. Oh. I'll give that one a D minus.
Oh, fine. Fine. You know what? No, that's okay. Because my last one's really good. Okay?
It better be.
And the last one's really good.
Because you're about to fail this test.
Okay. The most likely theory. And the best one, at least in my opinion, is this one. In 2012, National Treasure style, a map in invisible ink was discovered while being examined at the British Museum in London. It showed two European forts on it, one only 50 miles away from Roanoke. The invisible ink hiding it from prying Spanish eyes if it was ever found. When archaeologists dug at the site and used ground-penetrating radar, they didn't find a fort. So that kind of sucks.
But they did find English pottery that was determined to be used for that time. So it was dated for that same time. And it was used for long-term food storage, which made them believe this was a place where people settled. But the bad news is that regardless of how much they searched, there was still no sign of any actual fort, and there were still no bodies or burial sites or anything along those lines. But there was the English pottery that was dated back to that exact time period, and researchers believe, they can't prove it obviously, but they believe this is what happened to Roanoke. Don't you crap on my theory.
Well, I'm not going to crap on it so much, but I will say that just because the pottery dated to around the time that Roanoke was there, one thing you got to remember is that there was other expeditions to Roanoke before the one that actually settled there. There was another English voyage before this one. In fact, I think John Smith was actually a part of the original one.
They were. There were many different voyages that went out.
Yeah.
But they had different styles.
But the one that I don't understand about this one is they said that it was, the fort was, yeah, invisible ink and stuff. But I heard that it was, there was actually a fort marker painted on top of it. And then the invisible one was the same fort marker for some reason.
That's not how I understood it. When I saw the map, the picture of it, they had to put some sort of like light kind of behind it and then use like an acid of some sort or something on the back. And then it shone through the front.
We all know it's lemon juice.
It wasn't lemon juice. I actually looked at it because I was really curious to see how close it was to national treasure. Don't judge me. Okay, I wanted it to be true. It wasn't. It was, oh gosh, I wish I'd done better research on it now. It was, I can't remember, and that's going to drive me crazy. It wasn't. It was something they used back then, but it was completely invisible. And it, like, I can't remember. You had to hold, like, a flame over it or something along those lines, or a light. It was heat activated, and you could see it, and it was still faint. It wasn't strong, but you had to see it through the front. So it wasn't like National Treasure where you had to like flip it over. Here's like the lemon and here's, you know, them with a hairdryer and all that fun stuff. I'm so sorry if you haven't seen National Treasure. Also, I'm disappointed in you. So personally, I like this theory. I think it makes sense because if they were starving, they would have gone to a place where they thought they would be able to find food, shelter, a place to go. Now, I don't like that they couldn't actually find record of a fort, like any proof of it being there. So that's not fun. But, well, I mean, what can you do? They at least found pottery. That's proof of something, which is more than we have literally anywhere else.
Okay, since they found pottery, I'll give you a C minus on this one.
You know what, from you, I'll take that because that's like an A plus from you. So thank you, Matthew.
And now I got a theory. I'm hijacking this episode.
Oh, great. Thank you.
My theory is that Roanoke was the first example of a zombie apocalypse. Now, think about this, because it sounds crazy, but there has been evidence of uncovered of bones in the area. But those bones showed signs of cannibalism.
Well, I mean, that makes sense because they were starving and dying, so.
Obviously, they found a little bit of bones, but not enough to, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of them obviously had to have died. I mean, it's plain and simple. They were starving.
But those bones showed signs of cannibalism.
When you're starving.
Yeah, and that could possibly be it. But it would make sense if there was, you know, an actual zombie outbreak because obviously they're on an island, so eventually all the zombies would die, bodies would decay. You know, I think there still would probably be evidence behind, but...
Okay, or hearing you out, maybe just to play... I will give you an F plus.
Joke's on you. I grade the theories, and I give that one an A plus.
You do not get to grade all the theories, Matthew. No. No, you don't get to grade the theories. I get to grade some of the theories.
You heard it here on All Things Was Serious. Roanoke colony was destroyed by a zombie apocalypse. The best theory we have.
I can't even with you right now. I can't. You know what, though? It's actually not that bad. I'll give you that. It's creative.
You heard it here first. Jordan says my theory is the best out of all the ones she did.
Creatives.
Thank you all for listening to our very first episode of All Things Mysterious. You can find links to all of our social media below for information, sneak peeks, and laughs. As always, here at All Things Mysterious, we keep you guessing.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.